This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Israel and the United Arab Emirates have agreed to a normalization of relations between the two nations. U.S. President Donald Trump helped broker the agreement. A joint statement released by President Trump, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, called this an historic diplomatic breakthrough that will advance peace in the Middle East region. The statement says delegations from Israel and the United Arab Emirates will meet in the coming weeks to sign bilateral agreements regarding investment, tourism, flight security, and more. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin met on Thursday in Northern Ireland. The two held talks to promote British-Irish unity and a strong rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic. It was the first time the counterparts met since Martin was elected as part of a new Irish coalition government in June. Relations between Johnson and Northern Ireland have been strained after years of sometimes acrimonious negotiations regarding Britain's departure from the European Union, known as Brexit. Following their talks, Martin told reporters he and Johnson both agreed on the necessity for a free trade agreement with the EU that would be tariff and quota free. Thursday, the Trump administration will roll back regulations aimed at reducing emissions of the potent greenhouse gas methane from oil and gas operations. During a visit to election swing state Pennsylvania, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler will formally rescind 2016 Obama administration limits on oil and gas industry emissions of methane. The move has been criticized by environmentalists when initially proposed. This is VOA News. Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri called for the quick formation of a new government Thursday. This as lawmakers approved the government's two-week state of emergency after the recent devastating explosion that killed scores of people and injured thousands of others. Lebanese state media said Berri urged lawmakers at parliament's first legislative session since the August 4th blast to begin speeding up the formation of the new government. They have begun consultations on forming a new cabinet, a process complicated by divisions in a country governed by a sectarian power-sharing system. Parliament approved the state of emergency to suppress resurgent protests over corruption, mismanagement, and negligence by the long-entrenched political elite. Hundreds of people have been injured in clashes with security forces who had fired tear gas. There's no relief in sight for Americans waiting for more federal relief aid during the pandemic. They might have to wait until fall at this point. Negotiations in Washington over a new coronavirus aid package have all but ended. The White House and Congress are far apart on the size, scope, and approach on relief for households, schools, and a national strategy to contain the virus. President Trump's top negotiator, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, tried to revive stalled talks Wednesday. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer dismissed what they called an overture, saying the Trump administration is still refusing to meet them halfway. President Trump said Democrats are holding the American people hostage. The United States said on Thursday Chinese government-funded cultural centers at U.S. universities would be required to register as foreign missions. It's the latest sign of the deteriorating relationship between Washington and Beijing. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement the move followed a conclusion that the so-named Confucius Institutes are an entity advancing Beijing's global propaganda and malign influence campaign on U.S. campuses and K-12 classrooms. Rwanda is using mathematics to compensate for shortages of supplies needed to test citizens for the coronavirus. Researchers are using an algorithm when testing samples from groups of people, and then each person in a group if a test comes back positive for COVID-19. Leon Mutesa, a member of Rwanda government's COVID-19 task force, told the AP reducing the number of samples being tested means they can report to people being tested within a day. Rwanda is said to have concluded 300,000 coronavirus tests. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.